From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A big aftershock rocked Haiti this morning, the latest of many since last week's earthquake. NPR's Jason Beaubien has found looting in the streets of Port-au-Prince after this tremor, but not a lot of police action.
Many stores are being looted. Some police are actually driving up right now. At the same time, other people are pulling up in pickups. People are starting to move back. There's three police in a pickup truck currently driving into this crowd of people. A guy's coming out with mops. Other people are coming out with all kinds of goods, plastic goods. Some people even have party favors. The police are now right in front of the store at the same time that other people are still coming out with more goods.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. NPR's Tom Bullock has more on the aftershock and what's following.
The quake hit just around first light, shaking buildings and sending people running into the street. This was by far the largest aftershock to hit Haiti since last week's devastating tremor. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake registered a 6.1. The tremendous damage caused by last week's quake is by now well known. Countless buildings in Port-au-Prince and other Haitian cities lay in rubble. There are estimates as many as 200,000 were killed. 1.5 million people are estimated to have been left homeless. Many of the buildings that survived were severely damaged. This latest quake seems sure to bring more of those buildings down. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Scott Brown will be the 41st Republican in the Senate after winning a special election in Massachusetts. He'll eliminate the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority, and he's promising to put big roadblocks in front of President Obama's agenda, including the president's signature health care overhaul plan. Brown will take the seat occupied for decades by the late Ted Kennedy, the so-called Lion of Liberals. Monica Brady-Meyeroff of member station WBUR says Democrats are trying to figure out their next steps.
Democrats in Massachusetts are asking themselves what happened. Attorney General Martha Coakley had a strong lead in the polls and statewide name recognition. Some supporters said her campaign wasn't proactive enough. Others said Coakley didn't get enough support from state or national Democrats who took a win for granted. But the chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, says it's no use pointing fingers.
I would say to everyone, let's stop the blame game. Let's start, because if that's the analysis, who did this wrong or who did that wrong, then we're going to be continually running in this circle.
Senator John Kerry says he hopes the Democratic Party won't succumb to the temptation to form a circular firing squad. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Virginia State Police say the man they think shot and killed 8 people in a rural community yesterday has surrendered peacefully. That ends an overnight hunt by dozens of officers near Appomattox, about 100 miles south of Richmond. Police say they think that Christopher Spate also forced one of their helicopters down by shooting it and rupturing a fuel tank. Yemen says it has struck at the house of a leading Yemeni al-Qaeda operative. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that in this latest attack on al-Qaeda's regional stronghold, the government has not claimed it has killed any important person.
Yemen declared open war on al-Qaeda after the group claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas Day airliner attack in the U.S. The latest airstrike targeted the home of Yemeni al-Qaeda operative Ayad al-Shabwani in the remote Mara province, officials said. The government was cautious about identifying who, if anyone, was killed in the strike. In the past, claims that airstrikes had killed top al-Qaeda operatives have had to be retracted later on. Shabwani, for instance, was among 6 operatives the government claimed to have killed last week. The airstrike came as the United Nations added al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the group combining Saudi Arabian and Yemeni militants, to its blacklist of terrorist organizations or supporters. Those on the list are subject to asset freezes and travel bans. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.
The French government is looking for a new way to put a carbon tax law into effect after the country's highest court overturned it. A French court ruled that too many exemptions in the law created inequities and unfairly placed the burden of cuts on a minority of consumers. The U.S. government says surging food prices led the 3rd straight month of wholesale price increases last month. Food prices posted their biggest year-over-year gain since October 2008. This is NPR News.